Murphy's Law.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Jesse, who was this guy, Murphy?
Oh, he was that guy with the goat, Sam, that done something in the lamb chowder.
No, Jesse. Murphy was the author of Murphy's Law. It says that in any field of scientific endeavor, that anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
You don't consider a goat messing around the lamb chowder something going wrong?
My goat Ruth helps me sometimes, you know, when I'm fixing hamburgers out in the backyard.
I heard all about this Murphy's goat in an old song, and it's got something to do with chowder, I tell you.
Well, there must be two Murphys, because the one I've been reading about and actually observing in practice this phenomena.
Now, Jesse, why is that gas running out of the holes out there?
Gas running out? Sam, you didn't shut off that gas when you went down that woman out there. Get out there.
Now, there it is. In practice, Murphy's Law.
You think I ought to go out there and turn it off, Jesse?
Well, of course I do, Sam. Get out there and
now,
turn the gas off.
There's the second of Murphy's Law. Things will always go from bad to worse.
Jesse, the trigger on that hose is stuck.
Well, I'll help you with that, Sam. Don't nobody light a cigarette now, for goodness sake.
The next law says that whatever contraption that can cause the most trouble will break. Well, why did Jesse pull that hose off? Gas spurting everywhere? Oh, good. Jesse's got it turned off.
Well, looks like it's going to be okay now. Whew. Now, Mr. McPherson, we got it cut off.
I don't know, Jesse. The last of Murphy's Law says that everything seems to be going well, that when it's going well, you obviously have overlooked something or somebody.
Uh-oh.
Where's Leon? I don't know what Mr. Mike Francis was talking about. Now, I still don't know who that Murphy fella was that he's talking about. You understand that?
Sam, he wasn't talking about a smooth operation like ours, where one person does the thinking, and then all the work's done just like clockwork. By the way, Sam, have you noticed that we ain't had a customer in, 3 or 4 hours?
Well, no, I hadn't noticed. Now, until you mentioned it, I kind of been waiting for a break in the action here.
A break?
What for?
Well,
I need to run down the highway here both ways and take down them gas leak signs that I put up.
Oh, me.